Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we all know what day today is. Election day here in our country. Always an important time in our country, regardless of which way you lean, to get out, exercise your right to vote, and make your voice heard. But it's also, Porth, a very important time in Titans Nation. 5-2 on the season. Lots of problems defensively. It's time for us to come up with a solution. And Joe and I, we feel like we have that solution.
Yes. So it is now time for the state of the Tennessee Titans defense. Coming to you live from the campus of 102.5 The Game. This is the debate between Robbie Stanley, representing the bald and bearded party that is tired of watching the bald and bearded Jonathan Joseph fail to cover opposing receivers.
Amen. Ooh.
And the party that Joe Rexrode represents is the middle-aged coffee addicts that would just like to get an answer out of a head coach at a press conference.
Amen.
Each candidate will get 2 minutes uninterrupted to state their case for how they plan to fix the Titans' defense before they go toe-to-toe. And yes, I do have a mute button for if either candidate interrupts the other within those 2 minutes. So first, let's start with Robbie Stanley. Robbie, how do you plan to fix the Titans' defense if we were to put you in the shoes of the defensive coordinator, which they don't currently have?
This is a time where we're all looking for guidance here in this country. We all need some direction here in our lives. And in my first act as president over this Titans' defense, I'm going to take Vic Beasley, put him in my car, drive him to the McDonald's parking lot in Atlanta, Georgia, and leave him there. I'm going to send him inside to get the order. I'm going to leave him there and drive my happy self back to Nashville. He can use the money that he is fleecing away from the Tennessee Titans and Uber his way back to Nashville if he chooses to do so. My guess is probably wouldn't choose to do so at this point. He looks like he has no interest in being there whatsoever. So my first act of business as Titans president, I'm taking Vic Beasley to the McDonald's parking lot in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're leaving him there. And look, this is a leaderless army right now. This is a captain without a ship. This is a Robin without a Batman. There's no direction. There is no coordination whatsoever. There is no Secretary of Defense. I'm naming myself defensive coordinator. There needs to be somebody in charge of this. There needs to be a leader somewhere along the line. Right now, there's no accountability. There's nobody holding each other accountable in that locker room right there. There's got to be a coordination from top to bottom somewhere with somebody there to answer the hard questions, with somebody there to get the job done and fix it. That's going to be me, Robbie Stanley, as the defensive coordinator. It's a very important time for Titans Nation. Things have started off really well this year, but defensively they have crept up with so many problems that it's bringing the whole ship down. You need a leader that isn't afraid to take risk, and as our good friend out east, Jeremy Pruitt, says, it's time to move forward.
All right, your time is up there, Robbie Stanley. Joe Rexrode, if you were the Titans president or defensive coordinator or secretary of defense, how would you, one columnist of The Athletic and co-host of Robbie and Rex Road, fix the Titans defense?
Yes. Yeah, so my understanding is we are running for the president of the Titans defense, right?
That's correct.
Yes. All right. Well, if elected, I will chip into the outrageous third down deficit that my predecessor has allowed to pile up. I will get this defense, my predecessor, who's unnamed, by the way, I will get this defense from 62.5% down to 35%. That's right. 35% by the end of the year. That is a guarantee. Politicians never don't come through on their guarantees. I promise you that number. That'll absolutely happen. Don't ask me the math on how we'll get there. We'll get there by working together on both sides of the, on all levels of the defense. We will work with our pass rushers to rush better. We will set the edge. We will take good tackling angles. We will stop playing 12 yards off receivers on 3rd and 4. I will take over the play calling on game days, and the play calling will get better. Mike Vrabel will be so impressed he will forget he even has veto power over my play calls. I will call the most amazing of blitzes. I will send linebackers. I will send cornerbacks. I will send safeties. I will have them twisting and stunting and disguising and finishing. I will have Dean Pease calling me and saying, "Coach Rexrode, you're amazing. How did you do that? Can you send me a graph or a chart so I can study this and enjoy this and read it over and over, hour after hour?" I will inspire and motivate I will make Kevin Byard great again. I will make it so Jeffrey Simmons must be triple-teamed, not just double-teamed. I will have Jadeveon Clowney in the backfield, and he will actually tackle people. He will tackle them, and he will thank me and call me the greatest Tennessee Titans defensive president ever. Also, Jonathan Joseph, Vic Beasley, you're fired. That's all I got.
All right. So Joe Rexrode, Robbie, says that he can get the defensive third down conversion rate down from 62% to 35%. How would you respond to that?
Well, my question to my opposition here would be, what sort of plan do you have to do that? Are you going to build a wall on defense? Is there some sort of wall that will be constructed? What experience do you have building a wall? Because right now, that's what you're going to have to do on defense to turn this thing around. And how gifted are you in construction of walls? That would be my question to you. I, myself, very gifted in construction. I have experience in this field. My colleague over here, Joe Rexrode, does not. So how do you anticipate getting this percentage down? Would be my question.
I absolutely have no answer. I'm just telling you that I'm getting it to 35%. But I like the wall thing. This is completely off the rails now. I don't have a response for that.
I just won.
You just won the debate. I didn't know we were having a debate. Look at Porthy. It's like, what are you doing? I have no answers for this defense.
Wow. This is the greatest debate ever.
Now,
Joe,
do you have a solution for the fact that the pass rush cannot get to the quarterback? The fact that they just faced the Cincinnati Bengals, who give up the most sacks in the National Football League going into last week.
You said you were going to blitz. You got to follow through.
They could not even sniff Joe Burrow's jock on Sunday. They didn't even get a sack. This pass rush is abysmal. How do you plan on actually getting to the quarterback instead of just throwing the kitchen sink at him?
You've got to coordinate. You've got to you've got to coordinate things. You've got to have people who play better individually. You've got to have coaches who work better on a daily basis, and you've got to perform better.
What you've got to have is a master motivator, and that's where I feel like I come into play here. I can motivate these guys. Vic Beasley looks like he would rather be shopping through the aisles of a Kroger right now than being on the field and playing football. He just needs a guy that connects with him, a guy that can sit in there, speak with him, get on the same level, and bring the best out of Vic Beasley. I feel like I'm the guy to do that.
And so wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. I'm taking him
to the McDonald's parking lot.
Yeah, you just said you're taking him to McDonald's in Atlanta.
Now you're working with him? You have to capture his attention.
You're changing your story.
I'm not changing my story. When would a politician ever change their story, Joe? This is ridiculous. What a ridiculous assertion on your part.
That's an incredible turnaround from not, 90 seconds ago.
Well, that's what we're here for, is an incredible turnaround with this defense, and that's what I'm aiming for. And in order to do that, sometimes drastic measures have to be taken. I'm taking him to the McDonald's parking lot, getting his attention. When he Ubers back to Nashville, that's when we have this productive conversation, this motivational conversation. Vic Beasley, when I'm in charge, 7 sacks coming down the pipe the rest of the season.
Wow. So 7. You think he'll come back?
Oh, he'll come back.
You think that he'll actually pay for his own way to come back into town?
He has more than enough money to Uber his way back into town.
So 7 sacks for Vic Beasley versus the Titans ending up with 35% third down defense.
I guess the next question there, Joe, is that Robbie can get, he's guaranteeing the nation 7 sacks from Vic Beasley. I mean,
after my interference.
How can you follow that up, Joe? How can you guarantee to the nation that Vic Beasley can maybe even get more than 7 sacks?
Well, I won't, because I fired Vic Beasley. I'm sticking with my campaign promises, okay? I fired Vic Beasley. I fired Jonathan Joseph. Nice guys. They seem to, you know, they wanted to get things done. They tried to reach out and they've tried to work and you know, make themselves a part of this team. But look, we've got to look elsewhere. The cabinet needs some fresh blood. So I will, though, get Jadeveon Clowney to 8 sacks. How about that?
Wow.
I'll get 8 sacks out of Jadeveon Clowney, because we're going to go out today and we're going to bring in some new people for this defense. As president of this defense, I promise you, I am not standing pat with the personnel. I am bringing in new people. So that means that I have to convince the general manager to do something. But as president of this defense, I think that I have that kind of influence on people.
Okay. I like that. Fourth, do you have any other questions for me?
I mean, Robbie, are you going to bring in new people? I mean, you've guaranteed Vic Beasley would get 7 sacks. Joe says Clowney will get 8 under his direction as president of the Titans defense. How are you going to bolster that pass rush outside of just Vic Beasley?
Well, it's an interesting question. I think when you got to take stock, and it's about quality over quantity, right? Quality over quantity. I don't think this defense needs a total overhaul. I don't think there's many guys out there available that you can just go pluck and Joe throw out his wishful thinking of wanting to bring people in and bring them along. I think people are tired of wishful thinking. They're here for actual results. So I think you have to work with what you have. You got to meet on both sides of the aisle, bring people along with you. That's what I'm going to do. You can go out and do all these fancy things all you want to, get pass rushers from other teams that nobody wants, that haven't been productive, that have no track record of success. You can do that all day long, and that's fine. That sounds great. That's fancy. But my strategy is let's work with the proven guys that we have here who have not lived up to their potential so far and bring the best out of them. That's the strategy I'm going to approach rather than just abandoning the whole process.
So when Vic Beasley is in that Uber and he's got like an egg McMuffin, that's going to turn him into a better player?
You ever heard of a light bulb coming on? Sometimes extreme measures have to be taken.
The hash brown light bulb going on for Vic Beasley.
There have been way less effective strategies tried.
Sometimes you need new blood. You just do. And as president of this defense, I'm all for, again, I talked about Kevin Byard. You know, Jayon Brown's going to play better. Rashawn Evans is going to play better. The people we know can play, we're going to get them to play better. But sometimes you have to put new people in. And by the way, I do want to go to social media right now to say that Kim Dunaway is asking who the third party candidate for DC is. She's not impressed. It's actually DP, defensive
we're
president.
Defensive president.
Is there a third party candidate?
No, this is the two options that you have.
It's Robbie Stanley. It's Joe Rexrode. Here ends the debate. I have to go with Joe.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Ooh, this is
atrocious.
I think Joe just won that debate.
This is atrocious.
Because not only did he say, "Ya fired," to Vic Beasley and Jonathan Joseph, here which I can get behind, but also Clowney 8 sacks, and he said he would make Kevin Byard great again.
He also said he conceded defeat to me in victory in this debate. I'm just going to gloss over that.
I was a little bit unprepared for the format of the debate, but I think the moderator has been fair and also accurate in assessing this. I like the idea of Vic Beasley going to a McDonald's in Atlanta, but I think it's a little bit extreme. You got to work within the confines of what we're talking about here. Also, middle-aged coffee addicts. You said that right. So maca, okay.
Wow, very nice. Bob on Twitter tweets in, 7 sacks from Beasley, the worst political lie in the history of the world. Have I committed the worst political lie in the history of the world in one segment?
I mean, that's the
impressive
thing. Like, I mean, my number was ridiculous, okay? They're not getting down to 35%, but 7 sacks, like, no one's going to believe you. You know?
And you think people are going to be like, yeah, 35%, that'll work.
Well, I thought I tried to sell it, you know? I sold it. You got to sell it. You got to spin it. You got to sell it.
I gave you the strategy of how this is going to happen. You can choose what you want to do with that strategy.
I mean, I won the debate, but honestly, I kind of like your strategy. Like, I will bring you in as my vice president. Will that make you happy?
Sure.
Okay. You're DVP.
Never wanted to be anything more in my entire life. When we come back, we'll discuss the move the Titans made yesterday, bringing in a player from the outside. Are they done with the NFL trading deadline today at 3 p.m. Central Time? That's next. This is Robbie and Rexrode on ESPN 102.5 The Game.